During the pandemic, high school students across the state and country are social distancing at home away from their teachers and peers. Isabella LaConte is a junior at the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology in Reno, and recently she decided to take a bike ride to a few nearby parks as a way of getting out of the house. She's part of KUNR's youth media program and shared her journey in this audio diary.
Today is Friday, April 24th, and today I have decided to go for a bike ride. I haven't been on one in a really long time. It was probably freshman year. I'm a junior now. It's been a while, but I still remember how to ride a bike. So I'm dusting it off, and I've decided to get out for the day. I've had some water. I've got my sunglasses on. Let's go. There are three parks within biking distance from my house, and the first of these is so close that I can see the basketball courts from my backyard. Usually, this place would be full of families going on picnics and children playing on the big play structure, but the only people I see now are the occasional dog walkers. This is the second park I visited today. There's a lot more trees at this one, and pink trees at that. It's the perfect time of year where the little pink and white blossoms on these trees start blooming. This park is a lot smaller than the last one. It's got a smaller field and a smaller play structure. Nobody's on the play structure, nobody's on the swings. There's a big rock with footholds in it for kids to climb, but nobody's on that either. I see two bike riders, five people walking dogs. There's more dogs than people, really. When I came upon this park, I saw a figure jogging in the distance. She was walking. I vaguely recognized her, but not well enough that I would have been able to, like, call her out and ask if it was actually her, because how awkward would it have been if it wasn't? But as we got closer, she recognized me too and asked for me. It turned out we did know each other, and she was somebody I knew from school who I hadn't seen in the last few weeks. We hadn't been calling or texting or anything, but we chatted. We had a nice long chat, staying a good 6 feet away from each other. And she was on a phone call with another student, and the three of us started having a nice conversation. It's been a while since I've talked to anybody other than my mom, brother, or dad. So this human interaction was, I really enjoyed it. This is the last park of my journey, but I've noticed something about all three of them. They all have the same signs. Courts are closed during COVID-19 public health emergency. To ensure adequate social distancing occurs, and under the authority of Governor Sisolak's Emergency Directive 007, every play structure, every basketball court, everything about these parks is shut down. I see a dad reading his sign to his little daughter. I don't know if she can read yet, but he's tracing it with his finger, letting her follow around as she reads. I can almost see the disappointment on her face as she stares at the play structure but knows she can't get on it.
KUNR's Youth Media Program is a special partnership with the Washoe County School District to train the next generation of journalists. Learn more at KUNR.org.